We've been on a series of Psalms 92, verse 12 through 14, and so we'll continue on a little bit today as well. But I'd like to go back and read the scriptures in the light of the Amplified Translation. Beginning verse 12 of Psalms 92, "The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, that is, be long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestically, stable, durable, and incorruptible." Verse 13, "Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God." Verse 14, "Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall be full of sap of spiritual vitality and evergreen, rich in the verdure of trust, love, and contentment." So that's quite a verse. And we began the series by saying that there are certain qualities in the nature of these two trees that is of the Lord. We compared both of them at the same time by realizing that there's things that they have that are much like the Christian. First of all, these trees are planted by the Lord. And in Isaiah, we saw that we are trees planted of the Lord, that we are the ones that God has put in this earth, and that we flourish in the courts of the Lord. In Isaiah 61:3, the children of God are called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so that he might be glorified. So we've gone through a lot of the things of the palm tree and likened it to part of our life. I'd like to touch on another one. If anybody has watched the news lately and seen a little bit of this hurricane called Matthew with the winds of 130 miles an hour, what impressed me most is how the palm trees can take that blowing of the wind. They bend. They're very flexible. They yield to the wind. They don't stay there as a monument of firmness and fight the wind and remain solid, but they rather bend and sway to the wind, and they can take quite a bit. Every once in a while, you'll find one snap, but rarely, because the fibers in the palm tree, in the trunk itself, are very long, very, very long. And that assists it, helps it. It'd be like tendons, great big long tendons within that allow it to be flexible. That quality in the palm tree is one of the qualities that God is likening to his children, because it's one of the factors that is most necessary. If you put it this way, it's actually the opposite of stubbornness. It's something that yields easy, that gives easy. It doesn't fight you, but it rather goes with you. And remember that the Holy Spirit is called the wind. The whirlwind in the Old Testament was a reference and type to the Holy Spirit. The breeze was a type. The breeze that blew in the Old Testament was a type of the Holy Spirit. Air is a type of the Holy Spirit. Wind is a type of the Holy Spirit. That's why it says, we know not. The Spirit moves like the wind. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how strong it's going to be. You don't know from what direction it's going to come. And so it's a type of the Holy Spirit. Now, the enemy mimics everything that God does. And so the spirit of Satan uses the wind too for destructive purposes. The Holy Spirit does not. When the Holy Spirit breathes upon us, he wants us to yield to him. Have you ever noticed in a storm? I was just noticing the other day with this Hurricane Matthew, how every single one of the limbs of the palm, they're just like a person kneeling down and bowing. It's the total yielding and giving, the giving of themselves to the force of the wind, to the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let's just take this morning, for example. I may have come with one idea, but when it comes down to it, God's looking for the quality in us as the palm tree that yields to the Holy Spirit, that is flexible, But all it is the nature of the palm tree that yields to the Spirit. In fact, a sense of humor and flexibility are two of the things that the major organizations in the world look for in candidates to become missionaries. One of the top members on the board of the Assemblies of God, an enormous organization, Christian organization, in the United States, when they recruit missionaries, the first thing they do in their interview is to find out if they have these two qualities. Because if they don't have a good sense of humor, and if they aren't flexible, they won't last on the mission field. So they don't want to send them because they turn around coming back 6 months later. So the only ones that endure are the ones that can just take things, you know, as they come, and those that are flexible. You know, you go to third world countries and you announce a service for 8, you might start at 9, you might start at 8:30, you don't know when you're going to start, okay? You have to be flexible, because if you fight against things, then you bring in a whole different attitude. So the quality of the palm tree is to yield to the wind. It is flexible. It is built and made. Its nature is so that it can so totally bend. In the encyclopedia, there are mentions of palm trees that literally bend and touch the ground, like someone that would put their hands on the ground, extend it out before they will break or uproot. Now that's an amazing feat for a tree. And that's under high, high winds. Now, I'd like to say this. God does not like to employ those kind of winds. God doesn't want to flatten us to the ground or leave us because we just won't do what he wants us to do, and then let us pop right back up again and be erect. Now, believe it or not, it's a beautiful quality in a horse, actually. It's very easily trained. If you have a horse that's stubborn, like a mule, they're very hard to train. But you can get a horse to just obey word commands. They'll obey just the slightest touch on the side. You just touch it with your leg. Just if you squeeze your leg, it will do one thing. If you sit back in your saddle, it will do another. It's tuned to you, and it's flexible. We're not talking about obedient here. We're talking about someone that doesn't fight you all the time. Someone that has their idea of what they want to do, and if any idea is no good for them, they're rigid in their ways. That's one thing that the palm tree is not. The palm tree is flexible. And that is one thing. That is why the scriptures say that the righteous have flourished like a palm tree. In other words, we are the planting of the Lord. We are evergreen. All the beautiful qualities we've been talking about now in the last three services, and that is that the flexibility that we have in our heart has to be learned. It is not earned. There are certain personalities that seem to be more inclined that way than others. You know, there's just certain personalities that are stubborn. And there's other personalities that are just yielding to the point where they don't ever have their idea. They have to ask you what you think is best. They have to go to three different people and ask them what their idea of this situation should be before they can go and do something. We're not talking about wishy-washies, and we're not talking about stubborn. We're talking about a nature that yields to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has to teach us this. You have to want that. And that's the first stage in arriving at this nature, and that's wanting to be that way. So, the way the Holy Spirit works with us is to blow. I didn't say blow it. We blow it. He blows. And so he applies pressure on us. Have you ever noticed you're walking down the street, the Holy Spirit says, I want you to talk to that person. Now that was just a real slight breeze you just heard. Right? You think you heard it, you think not, but you're just fussing with it inside. You know, did I? Was that God? Was it not? Then the next thing is, that's a little stronger, okay? Now comes a wind where all your leaves are blowing and you have no question about, is this the direction God wants? Because all your limbs are facing in the same direction and they're beginning to bow to God. Now, we don't need a hurricane to bend us to the ground, okay? We don't need God to really get after us. But have you noticed that the voice gets stronger the second time? And if you don't, as he bends you further with more pressure, it begins to hurt. Have you ever noticed that when he has to tell you the third time, he puts a hurt in here? You're hurt that you didn't do it. And then you have to stop and turn around and go back because the hurt is too strong, because he's starting to bend the tree. He wants us to learn how to obey on his first little breeze. He wants us to be so flexible that we just yield to whatever he wants and don't fight him. So we turn around and we do what he told us to do. That person is converted and gives their heart to the Lord. And we turn around from that situation, and the air of the Spirit that comes from this direction, that direction, this direction, and the leaves are just happy and bubbly, and you just feel the joy of the Lord in your heart for having obeyed him and having yielded to his Spirit, and you just feel so good, so clean, so wonderful for having done what his Spirit wanted, because he shares with us the joy. That's the fruit of the Spirit that comes, the fruit of joy of the Spirit that starts showing up at the top of the palm tree. It starts showing up when it's yielded to the Spirit. And so, as the palm tree has a nature to yield, so God is looking for people on earth that will yield to his Holy Spirit. People that are flexible. You know, when we travel, our schedules become really messed up. Like this last trip to Argentina. They tell you, look, we're going to fly you, and an hour later, we're at there, and we're going to start the meeting. Oh, no, 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 no. They tell you, we're going to fly you up there on Thursday, and Friday, we start the meeting. Great. Wonderful. I get on the plane. I'm so cool. I know I've got that night to rest and prepare for the meeting. When you arrive at the airport, they tell you, you know what? We thought it'd be a great idea, seeing as though in this town where you landed, that's 3 hours away from where we have to go, we have a church. They want service. So you land, and half an hour later, they've already started the service. You haven't had time to pray. You haven't had time to prepare. You have no idea who you are or where you're coming from. You just landed from the United States. Now you get a meeting unplanned for. This happens all the time in our life. If we are not like the palm tree, if we are not trees planted by the Lord that have the nature in us to yield, you'd go berserk. I mean, you would not stand it. You would break. Your trunk would break off. It can't stand that kind of wind. Why? Let me tell you what happens with flexibility. The difference between yielding and flexibility, you know what it is? Yielding is when the wind comes in one direction and you just bow and yield to it. Do you know what flexibility is? When it comes in this direction and suddenly it turns around and goes in the other direction. And now you're this way and then you're that way. And then the plans are this, and then the plans are that. That's flexibility. But the essence is the same. The yieldedness has to be. God has to build into you the strands that go upward. He has to build inside of us the grain that is long. So, the Lord is looking for yieldedness in the smallest things. Do you know how he trains us to be yielded? From the very early start in the palm tree, God has to start in our development when we're very young. And he starts by giving you little orders if you don't obey them. Then he puts his sadness in your heart for having not yielded it to him. And then, if you don't do it at all, then comes Mr. Devil to add to that pain, condemnation. Now, you've got to do something about it. Now, even as a young little child in God, you've got to go, you've got to bend your knee, you've got to bow. He's going to get you flexible. You've got to bow, you've got to put your hands on the ground and say, Lord, I am sorry. So what is repentance? Bowing. What is bowing? Bending. What is bending? Yielding. So how does God teach us? Just that way. He teaches us to yield to him. So, the breeze comes on us to go in one direction, and we have to follow it. Listen, we have so many churches in the world that have their program. In fact, they can print it for you before the service, and you can follow it step by step. You know what's coming next? In fact, you could come to the door, say hello to the pastor, wait till he turns around and goes to the front and doesn't see what you do, get the program from him, and then leave and go home, because you already know what's going to happen, okay? You can listen to it on radio, you can tune into your TV, and you can actually get it verbatim. Why stay in church? They'll get your offerings there. At home, you're free. So it's a good deal. Traditional churches exist by the millions around the world. You know why? Because to be flexible is extremely hard. To stand there and not know one second from another what you're going to sing, what you're going to do, what you're going to preach, or where you're going to go is one of the hardest things in the world to do. And the training starts when you're a child in God. Because if the training starts when you're set in your ways, you will break when the storm gets strong. So, I would suggest that we begin yielding every time the Holy Spirit asks us to do something. Yield. Yield to what He says. If the program is this, and then suddenly the program is that, you've got to be flexible. It's just like David, the musician here today. He could have said, you know what? You said to play this song. Let me excel in loving you. I'm stuck on this song. I'm not sure where we're going to go with this prophetic stuff. I've got to dive in the water and hope there's water there. So I'm just going to stay with this song. I'm going to be rigid with this, and I'm going to stay with this song. Well, guess what? We would have all missed the Holy Spirit. It's not just hard on me. We all have to be flexible. We have to know that we're doing a good job with one song, and suddenly the Holy Spirit comes and says, I don't like it. Really? No, I don't like it. I want something else. Oh, okay. See, that, oh, okay, is the flexibility that the palm tree has. To the breeze of the Spirit, to the nuances of the Spirit, to the desires of the Spirit. And we may not know where we're going, but He knows where we're going. And you know something nice about the wind and the palm tree? That it doesn't take very long before you know what side the wind came from, because the tree is bent in opposite direction. The palm tree is pointing in what direction it's going to go, okay? All I felt is a breeze that was going in the direction of a song of the Lord this morning. That's all I felt. But when you yield to that, then comes the whole rest of the service. He doesn't explain things to us. He just wants us to be flexible. Flexible means that we were going one way at one time because we felt to go that way. And now suddenly, it's the other way. It's just like, you don't sit and argue with God. Well, what is it? Which one is it? Okay? Is it that or is it this? Which it? Can't be both. No, we don't argue with the Spirit. I don't know why the wind blows this way and suddenly decides to go that way. Okay? Not all winds are hurricanes that go in the same direction. Sometimes winds can come from every direction. And the poor little palm tree is just telling you. It's the indicator showing you where it's coming from. Okay? So all I am when I stood here is a palm tree letting you know where it's going. Okay, that's it. And so we need to be the same way. The Holy Spirit may come to you while we're all praying and say, I want you to pray. Well, that's pretty hard if you're the one praying louder than the rest, because there's always people that have an ear tuned to what you're saying. We don't like to be up there in front. We don't like to be the one that has to do something in public. We don't mind doing it at home. Okay, Lord, teach me everything you got to teach me right here. No, He teaches it in church where everybody's looking, and you just have to launch out. And one thing about the Holy Spirit, when He wants you to pray, you're lucky if He gives you the first two words. You're lucky if you even have a direction. But if you open your mouth, you'll get one. But if you don't, you'll never find out. That's just the way it is. You know, God built in the palm tree. He said, the righteous shall be like the palm tree and like the cedar. There's a nature in the palm tree that God is looking for and that God says He plants in us. The Holy Spirit will not let it go in our life until order after order after order. Sometimes it comes as a feeling. Well, I don't know what, I should go to church. Oh, but I feel sicker than a dog. Yeah, but I feel I should go to church. Okay, what's this palm tree going to do? Is it going to be a cedar or a palm tree? Is it going to be rigid or is it going to be pliable? The pliableness allows God to do what He wants to. You know, when the potter slaps a slab of mud on that platter, it doesn't know what it's going to become. It has no idea where we're going with this. All it knows is that it just has to be there. The prophets prophesied that God is our potter. We are the clay. What can the clay say to the potter? You know, I want to be a vase. You know, make me a cup. No, 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 no. Just be there. Just hang loose. That's the best expression right there. Just hang loose. Because those hands are going to start molding you. You may not know what you are. It's like little kids when you get them in a car and you're going on vacation. Are we there yet? Where are we going? Have you made what you're going to make already? What are you making? Where are we going with this? Just let him work, okay? Just be pliable. Just allow yourself to be yielded to the Holy Spirit. Yielded to the Holy Spirit. You know, that's a very hard thing. I mentioned David this morning because it's a very hard thing for musicians to do. Musicians normally are very inflexible. You know, they want it their way. They want to do what they're doing. And if you ask them to change what they're doing, it implies you don't like what they were doing. When the Holy Spirit put on my heart to change what I was doing, I thought what we were doing was pretty good, okay? I thought we had a pretty good program going up till then. But basically, all he was saying to me is that he didn't like my program. That's it. It's just simple. Well, I have been at this long enough to know that God's program is a whole lot better than any program we could ever put together. And so you just yield to the Holy Spirit. Many times my prayer is just that before a service. Lord, help me to just yield to your Holy Spirit. Just be bending in whatever direction you want to go. I may not know. I may have my program, you know, because he never messes up anything unless you really have a program. So if you write a program, he can mess it up. God loves messing up programs. So if you don't make a program, he has nothing to mess up. He wants something to blow on. I say, you know, Deborah, every time we go to a new church in Argentina or wherever I preach, always go ready. Half the time, they may not even ask you. And you say, well, why'd I bother? Go ready. Because it's happened so many times that she's been glad she had something to say. It's good to have a program. Because God loves to bust up programs. And so, like this morning, God liked the fact that we went on with this. But how many of you that are here today know that about half the time, everything I come prepared for, we end up doing something different, and I preach something entirely different, going off from something one of you have said. And the whole service is just a message that was created by God that spawned off of something you said, because the Holy Spirit liked that. He said, oh, I like that. Let's go on with that. And so he just did his thing. Well, I have a Bible full of stuff that I haven't given that I brought prepared in times past. I may need them someday, you know that? So I never throw them away. I always come prepared. That's a good thing. So, flexibility, yieldedness, and that attitude within us that doesn't buck or fight God. It's like that horse that has that lovely personality of just yielding to you and wanting to please you. Actually, behind the whole matter is wanting to please somebody. The only people you buck is who you don't want to please. If you're in love with somebody and you want to please them, anything they say, you want to do. Isn't that right? But if you've lost your love for that person, and you don't care about them and they don't care about you, and they bark an order to you, it's like it's the hardest thing in the world to do. In fact, you'll go and do something else just to spite. That flexibility that comes with us comes with a desire to please. So, let's go back to the beginning. The palm tree is very flexible and yields to strong winds. It is known to bend all the way to the ground during hurricane winds without breaking or becoming uprooted. It then comes right back up and returns to normal. Its deep roots are pliable, and pliable column allow it to deal with adversity. Its flexibility and yieldedness, combined with deep roots established in His Word, are qualities God is looking for in His palm tree children. We will leave it at this, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your lovely presence in this place. We thank you for meeting with your people. I ask, Lord, that we would derive our lessons from this, and we would learn and grow in you, and that we won't just take it as a word, but that we would obey you, that we would see this in real life. We would see these examples in real life and just begin to yield to you and be flexible to you, not only in the ministry, not only at the piano or the keyboard or any other instrument that we play for any church anywhere, but Lord, also in our personal life with you, that there might be that total flexibility to bend and to bow and to be swayed and persuaded by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.